Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball fan.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a solman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
music producer.
I want to be a model.
Good evening, boys and girls. We're so glad and so thrilled that you joined us. I mean, because every week that we don't put you to bed, we definitely feel the hole in our heart. And we're thankful that you have your mom and dad and your nanny and your poppy, your aunts, your uncles, your babysitters, your friends, and just people that care. And we're so thrilled that you joined us this Sunday, because this is going to be a very special week that we're kicking off, because it's going to be Columbus Day. But you know, one of the things and the reason why we're called is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network is because we want to be able to put you and your family and books together, and maybe we might get you to even rest those eyes. Now, there has been some people that have said a lot of things about sleep. One person, Homer, that I know that your grandma knows who that is, said, "There is a time for many words, and there is also a time for sleep." So that's what we're going to be doing today, is we're going to be talking about a number of things that we know that you will love. And we know that maybe it might be so tough for you to keep those eyes wide awake, but that's okay if you decide you want to rest them for just a little bit. We don't mind. So what did you do this week, boys and girls? Were you going to school for the first time? Did you meet a lot of new friends? Were you able to just run your conversation with your mom and dad, telling them all the wonderful things that you learned? And it wasn't so scary like you thought it would be. That's one of the things that does happen, you know, when you do stretch out and do things that you never have done before. Some of you might even find yourself falling asleep when you come home because you had such a long day. Well, we know that there's a lot of things that you have to be able to do, so you want to make sure that all of it is in order so that you don't miss anything. I wonder what that could be. Do you know what you're supposed to do first? Do you have those favorite PJs? Are they clean for you? Because that's one of the things that your mommy always does for you. Well, I met someone yesterday, and his name was Sebastian. And Sebastian had on a Spider-Man outfit. He had a T-shirt that was Spider-Man, and guess what? He even had Spider-Man shoes. And he told me that, guess what, boys and girls? Do you know what he sleeps in? Spider-Man PJs. Yes. So he had his string ready to save the day for anyone that tries to take over. He is ready. So one of the things that we know, in order for we to be able to start, we've got to bring all the kids in. And I don't know if we can get them in because they're having so much fun.
Come on,
Well, you know, when you're outside, you've got to make sure that who's tagged, that they come in before you come in. And you have to make sure that you don't come in too soon, because if you do, what will your friends think? So mommy has to call you once, twice, three times. But boys and girls, I know you're tired, and it's real challenging to say that you are, because we've got to get ready for bed. So do you know exactly what you have to do? There's a list to make sure that you do everything just right. Now, imagine, this is going to be the week with Christopher Columbus. Can you imagine what his mother would probably say to him before he went on his voyage? Christopher, do you have your PJs with you? Did you drink your milk? Did you eat your food? No matter how old you are, there's always going to be that parent that's going to make sure that you're doing things. And we're going to find out why Christopher Columbus needed to do all those things so that we could be in America. So let's make sure that you have that bedtime list before we get so much into our story that you might even fall asleep before you do these things.
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Upset if it's going to be really difficult to keep you up for this hour that we have, because there is this sleep cycle that you have, and what are you to do? This sleep cycle tells you that your body has to rest. And even though your brain is going round and round and round and telling you that, no, it's not time, there's things that are letting you know, oh, maybe I should close my eyes. And that's when your body temperature is going to, your body temperature is definitely going to drop, making you slightly cooler. So that's one of the things that's going to happen. Because, you know, if you're like from 0 to 2 months, you need 10 and a half to 18 hours of sleep. That's why your brother or sister never seems to be up, because they're sleeping all the time. Now, you need all that sleep almost up until you're like 4 years old, at least 14 hours of sleep. Now, we look at our, we also look at our grandpa, Bobby, over there, and it looks like he needs more sleep than you, because every time you see him, he's always fast asleep. And so we have that dream stage, and so that's the stage that sometimes you're not quite alert, but you're still alert right now, and we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to give you a lot of song and a lot of books. And one of the things that we did talk about is that it's going to be Columbus Day. And tomorrow, a lot of you don't even have to get up, because there is no school. And we have this one person who's going to talk to us about it, and he will tell us about what is Columbus Day. But let me kind of give you some clues on Columbus Day. Now, Columbus Day is more than just taking the day off, but Columbus Day is when it was discovered from Columbus, and he was from Italy. He went all the way to, well, actually Florida, but he thought maybe it was someplace different. But let's hear another song. Here it is, The Spoiled Chef. It's from him. Happy Columbus Day. So you knew what, there was three ships. We found that out. And we also have Starfish that's going to be on. So we got a chance to hear that. So boys and girls, did you know that there was three ships? Starfish, did you also know about that? Starfish? Let's see. We have Starfish right with us, boys and girls. Starfish,
hello.
Did you know?
How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Wonderful. This is a great fall day, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful Columbus weekend.
Well, they are. We were just telling them about Columbus, and Christopher Columbus, and he had three ships, and they were listening to the names. So our boys and girls.
Did one of them be the Santa Maria?
Boys and girls, do you think there is one name, Santa Maria? I think that they think you're right. And they heard the song and he was playing all of them. And they were all so quiet listening. Because, you know, Starfish, they just came in.
Really? Were they playing outside?
They were. They were coming in and they also were going, we don't want to come in. And we read a story basically telling them that they needed to have rest. Their body lets them know that, even though their brain waves are still telling them it's not time to come in.
Please, please, just 5 more minutes.
That's exactly what they're saying, that they didn't want to go in. They wanted to be able to at least be able to say, can we stay some more? But we were saying, no, you can't. And one of the things that we were also talking to them about is that they were going to be able to stay up late because it is Christopher Columbus Day. There will be parades, so they will not have to stay in because they're not going to school or they're not even going to work.
Wow. I know. Lots of boys and girls are excited because they get to sleep in tomorrow.
Yes, they are. And we wanted to be able to share with them some of the things that are happening to them because of Christopher Columbus Day. I know they wanted to make sure, what are they? They wanted to know.
Well, do tell us, Angel. I can't wait.
Well, just in a few seconds, I lost my place. I know that happens to you a lot of times, boys and girls. You are thinking that you've got something that you really wanted to talk about, and all of a sudden, you lose your place. Let me see if I can find it.
That happens to me sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm on a roll, I'm reading to the class, and I get so excited, and I want to see everyone's expression to each and every word, each and every story. And then, by accident, I lose my place. But that's when imagination comes in, boys and girls. You can continue to go into your own storybook playland and start to imagine what can happen next. Now let's think. After listening to Aunt Joel's story, what do you think can happen next? Let's think of 3 different instances or stories that could happen.
Well, guess what? I have a story that I would like to share, and this was by James Baldwin, and it's called Columbus and the Egg. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Let's go. It's called Columbus and the Egg, and it's by James Baldwin. Now, one day, Columbus was at a dinner, which a Spanish gentleman had given in his honor, and several persons were present who were jealous of the great admiral's success. Now, I know, boys and girls, you don't have friends that are jealous of you, but this man, Christopher Columbus, did. They were proud, conceited fellows. Now, conceited means they were a little full of themselves. They thought they were better than probably what they actually were. And they were very soon began to try to make Columbus uncomfortable. I know that doesn't happen to you because you're with your mommy and daddy and they'll never make you feel uncomfortable. Well, let's go on with the story. You have discovered a strange land beyond the seas, they said. But what of that? We do not see why there should be so much said about it. Anybody can sail across the ocean, and anybody can coast along the islands on the other side, just as you have done. It is the simplest thing in the world. Well, Columbus made no answer, because you know when you're right, you don't need to brag about what you do. But after a while, he took an egg from a dish and said to the company, "Who among you gentlemen can make this egg stand on end?" Boys and girls, can you do that? Starfish, can you make an egg stand on end?
I have not tried it yet, but I think I may be able to.
You have to be so careful, because guess what? Guess what happens to an egg if you're not careful?
It cracks.
Right, it certainly does. So, one by one, those at the table tried the experiment. When the egg had gone extremely, well, actually, it was, the egg had gone entirely around and none had seen it, succeeded. All had said that it could not be done. Every person tried, and because they couldn't do it, they just assumed, or they took for granted, or they said, no one could do it because I can't do it. I know you don't know any friends like that. I know you don't have any brothers or sisters or cousins like that. Starfish, do you know anyone in the ocean like that?
No, not of my friends. But I know one of my friend's cousin is like that.
And I bet you the porpoises and some of the dolphins might think that they own the ocean and they're the smartest and they feel that they know everything. Well, we're kind of getting away from our story, so let's get back. Then Columbus took the egg and struck it a small end, but gently up on the table so as to break the shell just a little. And after that, there was no trouble in making it stand upright. "Gentlemen," he said, what is easier than to do this, which you said was impossible? It is the simplest thing in the world. Anybody can do it after he had been shown how." Well, he did it, boys and girls. He didn't say how he was going to do it. But he told them. That's probably happened to you before.
Probably.
And then I bet you they said, "Oh, I could do that." But they didn't. And that's what happened with Columbus and the egg. What a nice story.
Oh, so exciting.
And I know some of you are still up and still have not fallen asleep yet. But, of course, we have some other wonderful songs that we would love to share with you.
I love listening to songs.
So do I. And boys and girls, one of the things, too, that we find is that you are so precious to your mom and dad. And they would do anything for you. And you would do anything for them. So you are definitely their sunshine. Now, one of the stories, one of the songs is called You Are My Sunshine, and that's by Elizabeth Mitchell. So they would do anything for you, and that's what Columbus did for us. He did the best that he possibly could do by giving us our land. We don't want our sunshine to be taken away either. Right, Starfish?
Oh, right, no. Starfish? That would be terrible if we had our sunshine taken away.
Oh, it certainly would be. And that's why it was so good that the sunshine that we received when Christopher Columbus gave us this land, America. And we have really have appreciated all those years because it has been very good to us, the land, the opportunities, the ocean breeze, all of those things. Just like you are the sunshine of your parents. They feel that they were blessed every single day that you are with them. Starfish knows about that, don't you, Starfish?
Oh, yes. Shining bright. I always try to shine.
And children, you are the greatest gift because you are full of energy, full of innocence and dependence and dreams, and that's what we're talking about. But we know that you have to be able to always have a beginning because a beginning is where things start. Now, in that, we found out that the beginning of the United States, America, was because Christopher Columbus came over and found America. And we know that in order to have a home, you must have a house. You must have some place to stay. And this is a wonderful book that I would like to share with you. It's called A House is a House for Me. Does anybody know? Or Starfish, do you know what a house is?
A house could have many levels, or it could be one level. And it usually has a little bit of grass surrounding it and a front door.
And probably a back door.
Yes, definitely.
Well, this is a house is a house for me, and it's by Mary Ann Koberman. Now, if you don't have certain things, how do you drink water without a cup? Well, this is kind of going to explain those things. Now, it's by Mary Ann Koberman, and it was illustrated by Betty Fraser. Now, a house is a house for me. A web is a house for a spider. And a bird builds its nest in a tree. There is nothing so snug as a bug in a rug, and a house is a house for me. Have you ever gotten into cartons? Huge cartons, of course, that you can be able to build a house. Now, a coop, that's a house for a chicken. And a fold, that's where all chickens all gather to sleep. Now, a barn, that's a house for a cow. But a house is a house for me. Now, a kennel is a house for a dog, and a dog is a house for a flea. But when a dog strays, a flea sometimes stays, and then it may move in on me. Now, houses are for rabbits or hutches. Now, a house for a mule is a shed. Now, a castle is for a duchess, and a bed bug beds down in a bed. Ooh! Now, mosquitoes like mud holes or puddles. Whales need an ocean or a sea. A fish or a snake may make do with a lake. But a house is a house for me. Now, a shell is a dwelling for a shellfish, for oysters and lobsters and clams. Each snail has a shell, and each turtle has as well. But not any lion or lambs. Lions live out in the open, and monkeys live up in a tree. Hippos live down under in a river. Now, what do you know about me? Well, an igloo is a house for an Eskimo. A teepee is a house for a Cree. Now, a wigwam, now that may hold a moki, which is like a deer. And a garage is a house for a car or a truck. A hangar is a house for a plane. And a dock or a slip is a house for a ship. And a terminal is a house for a train. And a husk is a house for corn ears. And a pod is a place for a pea. And a nutshell, a hut for a hickory nut. But what is a shelter for me? A glove is a house for a hand. Ooh, yes, and we'll probably be needing that soon. And a stocking's a house for a knee. And a shoe or a boot is a house for a foot. And a house is a house for me. Now, a box is a house for a tea bag. Now, a teapot's a house for some tea. Matter of fact, that's what I'm having right now. But if you pour me a cup and I drink it all up, then the tea house will turn into me.
Oh, no.
Like Alice in Wonderland. I'm late for a very important date. Now, cartons are houses for crackers, and castles are house for a king. The more that I think about houses, the more things are houses for things. And if you get started in thinking, I think you will find it is true, that the more that you think about the houses for these things, the more things are houses to you. Barrels are houses for pickles, and bottles are houses for jam, and a pot is a spot for potatoes, and a sandwich is a house for some ham. The cookie jar, guess what starfish is in the cookie jar?
Cookies!
And I wonder what's in a bread box.
Bread?
And where is the house for a coat? Your body! And my hat is a house for... can you think of that, starfish? Where do you put a hat? Where is the house for the hat? Starfish, can you guess where would you put a hat?
On a hook?
Oh, boys and girls, you know where I would put my hat? On my head! Now, perhaps, boys and girls, I would start far-fetching. Perhaps I am stretching things some. A mirror is a house for reflection, and the throat is a house for hum. But once you start in thinking, you think and you think and you think. How pockets are houses for pennies, and pins can be houses for ink. How peaches are houses for peach pits. Can you think? Isn't this so much? It makes your brain feel like it's going to go on fire. And sometimes our houses are for worms. How trash cans are houses for garbage, and garbage makes houses for germs. And envelopes, earmuffs, and eggshells, and bathrobes, and baskets, and bins, and rag bags, and rubbers, and roasters, and tablecloth, and toasters, and tins. My goodness! And once you get started in thinking this way, it seems that whatever you see in either a house, or it lives in a house, and a house is a house for me. Oh. A book is a house for a story. And a rose is a house for a smell. My head is a house for a secret I would never tell. A flower is a home in a garden, and a donkey is a home in a stall. Each creature that's known has a house of its own, and the earth is a house for us all. That's what Columbus didn't even know, that Christopher Columbus was making a house for us all. Whew. That was a lot, wasn't it? I was thinking, oh my goodness, so many things. Now, when you think of a house, you don't even think of just opening the door. Right, starfish? You think of it being so much more. So, boys and girls, do you have your clothes, your PJs? Do you have them on? Did you make sure that you brushed your teeth and washed your face? Did you do that? Or were you just simply just listening to the stories? Well, we have someone that was talking about taking the bath, and we didn't say very much to him about how it would be for having a very special bath. Now, this is by Alan Case. And he says, I want to be taken out to a very special bath because I want to make sure that I enjoy my bath thoroughly. So let's find out, boys and girls, if you would enjoy your bath just like Alan Case.
The yogurt was straight from my brother. The pages zoomed toward me from Sis. When she gets home, I bet my mother says we shouldn't food fight like this.
A long time, 23. Can you imagine, boys and girls, that you get grounded? And have you ever had a food fight at the table? Starfish, I can't imagine that. When you're out to sea with all the school fish, that you've probably never had any kind of fighting, but you may have played chase. Are you getting very sleepy, boys and girls? Now, have you ever seen any people at a movie house fall asleep? Or have you ever been in, sitting at the park and seen babies fall asleep? Have you even found yourself getting very sleepy? Starfish, have you ever found yourself getting sleepy? I think Starfish is probably falling asleep already. She is saying, I'm not getting ready to go to sleep. No, not right now. I've got so much to do. Do you have a lot to do, boys and girls, that you don't want to close your eyes? Well, that's what happened with Peace at Last by Jill Murphy. The dad wanted to go to sleep. All he wanted to do was just sleep after a very long, hard night. Now, this is called Peace at Last. Now, the hour was late, and Mr. Bear was tired. Now, Mrs. Bear was tired, too, and Baby Bear, of course, was tired. So they all went to bed. Now, Mrs. Bear fell asleep, but Mr. Bear didn't. Now, Mrs. Bear began to snore. Uh-oh, boys and girls, that could mean trouble, especially if you did not fall asleep first. Snore, went Mrs. Bear. Snore, snore. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and went to sleep in a baby bear's room. Now, Baby Bear was not asleep either. He was lying in bed pretending to be an airplane. Meow, went Baby Bear. Meow, meow. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up. Boys and girls, what do you do when that happens? Do you try to wake the person up? Well, Mr. Bear just went straight into the living room. Tick-tock went the living room clock. Tick-tock, tick-tock, cuckoo, cuckoo. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he went off to sleep in the kitchen. Drip, drip, went the leaky kitchen faucet. Hmm, went the refrigerator. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and he went to sleep in the garden. Well, you would not believe what noises there are in the garden at night. I know, boys and girls, you would know because you are asleep in your house. We just talked about a house is a house for me. Well, there was the noise. Toot, whit, toot, woo, went the owl. Snuffle, snuffle, went the hedge hunt. Meow, sang the cat on the wall. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he went off to sleep in the car. It was cold in the car and uncomfortable, but Mr. Bear was so tired that he didn't even notice. He was just falling asleep when all the birds started to sing and sun peeked in at the window. Tweet, tweet, went the birds. Shine, shine, went the sun. Oh, no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and went back into the house. In the house, Baby Bear was fast asleep, and Mrs. Bear had turned over and wasn't snoring anymore. Mr. Bear got into bed and closed his eyes. Peace at last, he said to himself. Brrr, went the alarm clock. Brrr. Mrs. Bear sat up and rubbed her eyes. Good morning, dear, she said. Did you sleep well?
Not very well, dear, yarned Mr. Bear.
Well, never mind, said Mrs. Bear. I'll bring you the mail and a nice cup and tea. And she did. And guess who was asleep? It was Mr. Bear himself. You know, when that happens, it is something that I hate to say, but, and parents don't want to admit that There was never a child so lovely, but his mother was glad to get him to sleep. Now, that was written by Ralph Waldo Emerson. We do love our children to be awake, but we also do love for them to be asleep. And let's see if we can be able to share this song with you, boys and girls, that you know that you always love to hear by that we play when we know that you are sound asleep, because we know that we have done our job and you'll be able to relax. But I also wanted to say, before we play our song, a shout out to Kyle. We saw Kyle today. He was so inspirational, and he was so great. He came in on his own and just made us feel so wonderful to see him. And he was talking about his time in the hospital and telling us about it, and we were so looking forward to it. And you can find out more about that, because we put on his friend that who had a swab to show you how easy that could be. So just go to, look what it says, and you can be able to find out even more information and talk to your parents about it. Here is a song had it. Here it is. Just like a star.
Just like a star from the sky. Just like an angel of the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. When everything else is so vain. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Baby Ray, and I want to thank you so much for helping us, taking that swab.
It's not a secret anymore, 'cause we've been through
right as we show the picture of our pink friend who had the swab, and all you have to do is put it cheek to cheek. Right, Kyle is our star, and you can be able to help us by just taking that swab, putting it cheek to cheek. Your parent or an adult can be able to do this very simple. Be a supporter and or be a donor. One of the things that happened when you see Kyle, he definitely gives you that inspiration to do whatever you can do. And thank you so much, boys and girls, for listening to us, because this is so special a time, because you don't have to go to school tomorrow. You can sleep in late. You don't have to put on your clothes. You could watch television or you can hear a story. And some of you might even be asleep right now. So we want to thank you again for joining us, and we will put you to bed next Sunday. And I know that some of you are already asleep. So we will make it so that you can not wake up. Good night. And Starfish says also good night. Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul with Aunt Jules' Bedtime Story. And of course, our co-host, Starfish. Good night. I know that you gave your mom or daddy that kiss, because right now, they're giving that to you. Remember, this is Columbus Day tomorrow, so dress warmly for those parades. Sleep Away, Boys and Girls, by Bob Airy. Good night. Good night, Starfish.
Good night, Angel.
Good night.
Good night, boys and girls.
And happy Columbus Day.